World wheat production is looking lower than first expected. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's talk about what these numbers look like.
Well, a report came out this last week that indicated that world wheat production could be down 4.4%. Now, this is just one of many reports because, you know, we've talked about in the last couple of weeks that world production was expected to be a little above last year. If you look at the major exporters, their production was estimated to be down 6.5%. I think that's good for the United States. Argentina, Australia, and the former Soviet Union were all down about 13%. And the EU 27 was down about 5%. Now that's a long time until we get into that 12-13 marketing year, and a lot can happen in that time period.
And speaking of the world supply, I understand India is about halfway through harvest. How does that play in?
Yeah, India's harvest will be through about the time ours start. They're having another record wheat crop. Some reports say that they will export wheat, and they should have that wheat in an export position as we have ours in an export position, and that'll create some competition and maybe some potential lower prices for us.
And where does U.S. wheat and the supply fit in?
Well, if you look at the production estimate, the report that came out had us up about 8% above last year, and that's I think that's in line with what we're seeing with the U.S. winter wheat crop. The U.S. Spring wheat crops being planting is going in real well. And Canada, just mentioned them, that their planted acres are expected to be higher this year.
Okay, and as we know, corn obviously plays into prices. How's the U.S. corn production looking?
Well, I read a report that said by today, Saturday, that the corn production or the plantings would be half done. You're talking about the corn being 3 to 4 weeks ahead of normal. That's 3 to 4 weeks that plentiful, abundant corn that will come on the market and will replace the wheat that's being fed.
Any better news about prices since we last visited?
Well, the prices, they challenged that $6.37 sport level on July contract. They're back up, near $6.50. They're wallering around. They haven't broke through that, and I think that's good news because if they do, then I'm looking at another 50 cents down.
And finally, just a little bit of time left, last-minute advice for producers.
Sell it at a third in July, a third September, October, and the final third in December. If you're really worried about the price, go ahead and price forward contract or hedge. Save 15 to 20% of your expected production.
Okay, Kim Anderson, Rationale. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.